Good morning, Hopkins Junior High School Immediate Orchestra. Welcome to the CMEA B Section Area 2 and 3 Banded Orchestra Festival here at Errol Cerrito High School on Saturday, May 5th, 2012. My name's Stephen Anthinian. I'll be making some comments as I record your performance. Okay, nice strong opening. I like the way you went and got into the retard and the fermata. Measures 7 and 8. Nice dynamic contrast. You're doing a pretty good job trading off the 8th notes between 1st and 2nd violins. Keep an eye on your director. I'm not seeing a whole lot of heads looking upwards. But I do like the way your stands are high. Good intonation. I can hear the basses. The balance is really good. I'd like to hear even more bass. You might want to all consider turning your basses so they face the audience more. More bow cellos. This is your moment of glory. There's a lot of you there, but we can get more sound out when we're playing a section solely. The bowing's nicely matched. I like to just see more bow, generally. If you're worried about volume, just move up over the fingerboard. But we can get a fuller sound that way without necessarily getting more volume. Good rhythm there. Nice dynamic shading. Okay, let's really dig in here, folks. You got accents. You can play a little more gritty, a little more aggressive here, I think. Okay, good performance. It was technically very accurate. Rhythms were good. Pitch was excellent. Balance was good. I'd like to see you just play a little more aggressively and use more bow. And when you've got accent, dig in a little bit. Don't be afraid of getting a little bit of a grit in your sound. Because it's not carried to the audience. But overall, really, really fine. Just use the whole bow. Okay, we're taking it quite slowly, but we're doing a good job of maintaining our tempo. I'd like to hear a lot more viola. See, we could probably hear a little more of the pizzicato, too. You might want to consider doing these dotted half quarter note patterns. So you've got the cello on bass for a considerable time down, and then do the quarter note that follows also in a down bow. Next measure up, up. So we're not getting the problem of trying to recover the bow on the quarter note back to the frog. So down, down, up, up, down, down, up, up, and so on. Because we really want more weight on the dotted half note than we do on the quarter. Okay, sing cellos, you got mezzo forte marked. Oh, if it's marked solo, it should be up to a forte. More bow. Some of us need to get off the fingerboard and down closer to the bridge. And especially when you got string crossings like you do measure 28, lots of bow. You want to think more horizontal than vertical when you do string crossings. Keep that bow moving between notes. Okay, nice solo work from our concertmaster and principal cello. Even use more bow here. It's all legato playing, and we want to get a big sound. And be really careful we don't give the quarter notes more bow than we do the slurred eighths. They should be exactly equal. The slurred eighths might even need a little bit more bow as we concentrate on not rushing those. Again, lots of bow for violin soloists. Good steady rhythm and the rest of the group, nice pulse. Okay, watch your director for those tremolo entrances, 2 before 55. We aren't quite together, and that really has to come in precisely together. Good intonation between the B natural and the G natural first violins. Good job. Okay, we didn't come close to achieving a fortissimo there. With the numbers we've got, we can make a lot more sound than that. Lots of bow, and get close to the bridge, everybody. Okay, nice performance. Just the two things that I thought could make it even better. is just use more bow and put more attention to dynamic contrasts. We never really got a mezzo forte, and this does require you to get up to fortissimo at least one point. And that's just a matter of using more bow and consider options in bow placement from the fingerboard to the bridge. Conquistador. Okay, more separation cellos. Yeah, especially at this tempo, we have to really have a real clear sense of the rhythm, and those just need a little more separation. Again, aggressive bowing, folks, and more bow on those quarter note accents. Dee ta ta ta, rather than bump, 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 bump. Nice dynamic contrast. Separate, please. You can almost play this off the string at 25. Careful we don't rush the accented quarters. One, two, three, four, one. And the solution to that is just lengthen your bow. I mean, if you're using a lot of bow, it's going to be very difficult to rush the next note. Maybe you want to hear a little stronger rhythm here. Separate the notes a bit. And pay attention to those accents. That'll help delineate the rhythm also. Yeah, it's a little better in the second violin and viola. It's a little clearer. Intonation's very good. Dig in cellos, get some leverage on that C string. We want to hear that good fundamental sound. You really should be closer to the frog where you can get a little leverage on that string. Trying to play a really loud low C at the tip is a real challenge. And watch for the slight retard into the DSL coda for Mahdi. Okay, again, separate, guys. You might even want to do off the string playing. Okay, again, you can hear where you're really rushing those accented quarter notes. Just take your time with those. That's an easy fix. Just lengthen your bow stroke. Okay, fine performance. A nice variety of music you played for us today. You played it really well. Intonation was good. Ensemble was generally very good. Balance was good. What you can do to improve is just a matter of using the bow, using more bow, using a variety of bowing techniques, and especially placement of the bow, placing it between the fingerboard and the bridge. You can get more volume without any extra effort or disrupting your rhythm. So mostly just really good things. Just work on your bow control, using more bow. Thank you very much. A nice program.